Now, obviously, the fleece inn has its sheep fair.
Well, I can't remember anything. I can remember there being one while I was still at school, but it was only a small affair. I can remember that there was it, but I don't remember much. I only know a little bit that, as I said, my granddad talked about it. But it was very famous, with sheep stretching from Caister right up to Horncastle. No, they were coming, I think he meant, when they were coming, because they used to be drovers, you see, that brought them. There was no transport or anything in them days, was there? Only horses. So, you know, that was up the Caister High Street, Roman Road. Because when you say Caister High Street, they think it's in Caister itself, but that's High Street Caister, and that's Caister High Street.
What sort of animals did they use to do the driving?
Pardon?
What sort of animals did they use to do the driving?
Well, that was only for the sheep that they used to do that. But I do remember that the dad used to rent some land down at Immingham Marshes, and I never had to take them, but my sister often had to go with one of the workmen, and they took them, you know, used to drive them down to Immingham on the marshes during the summer. We used to have to tent cows on the roadside if we were getting short of grass, or even just for a change of grass, either up the Horncastle Road so far, and then Mr. Wright, you see, they used to tent theirs. So we went until we met him, and then we turned ours round. Or we used to go on the what's now the Ryby Road, Pillar Road we always called it. We used to tent down there. But there wasn't the traffic that there is now. Just the odd car.
Sue told me about the dogs. What dogs?
Well, we did have old English sheep dogs, but I can't remember a lot about having them, but I can remember having them. And there was one that it used to, you know, when it was fussy with you, it used to show its teeth, you know, as if it might be fierce, but it wasn't. It was that I think it was like pleased and smiling at you in its way. And then after that, I don't know why Dad changed, but then he had collie dogs.
Did you use those for food?
Pigs. We used to kill 2 pigs a year for the house. Yeah. Because my mother didn't have much housekeeping money. We had 1 or 2 people that used to get milk every day in Caister. The bungalow up, there was only one, you know, bungalow up where the Arbor School is. We used to deliver milk there, and then another one coming down Grimsby Road. And then I used to take it to Mrs. Slighthomes, who was our headmaster, and that was opposite the park. There's 2 oldish houses on the left-hand side. I don't know if you know Mrs. Bontoff's. They live in one. And the other one, that's where Mr. Slighthome lived. And I used to take milk there. And then weekends, different people used to get cream. You know, little jars of cream, 3d. 6d. And mother more or less had to keep house on whatever she got from milk or eggs. But of course, winter time, she didn't. When it was cold weather, they didn't lay very much. So, because they were out in chicken houses in the yard, and so really, when eggs were making the best price, she didn't have many eggs to sell. And then she made butter. But, you know, there was, when there was a nice lot of grass, there was a nice lot of butter, but the price wasn't very much. And when then winter time, because it wasn't so good, because there wasn't so much butter. And we didn't often have butter. Mother used to, there used to be a shop, the Maypole. I don't know if you remember the Maypole shops. And the carrier, used to be Mr. Drury, the carrier, went to Grimsby two or three times a week, and he'd go to Maypole and get Mako, they called it. So we had Mako on the bread so that Mother could sell the butter.
Did you grow your own vegetables?
Yeah. And we grew potatoes, you see, which lasted all the year. But there was what's part of the... because the fields where the Yarborough School is and their playing fields and the field where that new block is coming down to the new road, they were all Dad's, where Dad's fields were. So they cut through them, you see, with the bypass, and then the Yarborough and the playing fields and everything. In the beginning, they didn't have that. Not all that playing field, but they do now. And so in one of the fields that's now the playing field, there was a part of that which was a garden. So we just had a few new potatoes in there. And then later, you know, the main crop was outfield. And other vegetables in there as well. Didn't buy many vegetables. Then there were Swedes and turnips in the field because the sheep had those. And they used to be had a fold, what they called a fold, where the sheep were in the winter time. And there was a turnip cutter in there, and we had to go and wind the, you know, cut these up, slice them up like chips in this machine. And feed them on a Sunday night, Saturday and Sunday morning, when the men weren't there. And in the summer holidays, we used to have to take the manure out of the where the animals had been in the these houses during the winter. We used to have to clear them out into the crew yard, ready for the winter again. And then the men used to, because if they were harvesting and doing, then they did the crew yard out when they'd got that done, sort of thing. But we had to do the loose boxes, they called them. So we'd, we had to go potato picking. In the, well, they had potato picking holidays then in October. And we used to have to go doing that.